the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
My head is filled with blank, empty space. But luckily, now yours can be filled with the smooth tones of a freak accident. Yeah.
I thought you were going to go into Taylor Swift being blank space.
No.
I'm like a blank space, baby.
I'm disturbed that he knows that much of any Taylor Swift's stuff.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I got your name.
He's definitely he's a Swiftie. He's trying to get to those
clearly.
Shows.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay.
Yeah. He watches. He doesn't even follow the Bengals anymore. He follows what's that team with Kelsey?
That's the Chiefs.
Yeah. He watches them now.
Well, Burrow's out for the season, so
yeah.
I have nothing else to look for.
Right, yeah, exactly. Anyway, welcome to A Freak Accident. As mentioned, this is a podcast. It is. It's one of them. It's the best mistake ever made. We got four hosts. Only three are present. One on extended leave, but I'm one of them. I'm Crisco. We also have Lazy E here.
I had something happen to me the last new episode that we recorded that might have been the scariest moment of my life.
Ooh.
Right afterwards.
Very good. And, very bad at it.
Well, very bad.
Good because content, but very bad because that sounds bad. And Mickey's here, too.
You're making my head hurt.
You look like a corpse.
I know. I'm tired.
Look at her. Look at her. Her eyes are sucking.
It looks the same.
She's got she's got bags hanging out under her. She looks like a ghoul.
I'll be fine.
You're
I got like 4 more months of this.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, she waddles into work this morning and she's just sitting there and I'm like, is she conscious or is she just like propped up Weekend at Bernie style?
I was propped up. That is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you were moving pretty slow today too.
It was fine. I was still moving faster than the rest of the team.
Well, that's a low bar to clear. That's a really low bar to clear. But yeah, no, Mickey, is looking, gaunt and, you've got like sallow skin and but you're here. I give you credit for being here.
I made it.
Despite she did. That's something.
Even though I thought that today was the 6th.
Yeah, she was like time traveling again, you know, because there's a whole thing with I'm not going to be here next week. But she thought next week was this week, which like quit wishing your life away.
Why?
I'm surprised she didn't say no.
Yeah.
That
was a new answer.
Yeah, I was expecting no. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, afreakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So send us an email, interact with the show. We would always love to hear from our listeners. And then we got Lazy E here with the worst, scariest, most awful thing that's ever happened to anybody ever.
So I've been leaving this house and taking the same route for...
ever.
Yeah, it seems like forever. It's over 10 years of doing this same route. So I get in my car, right behind Mickey.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden...
Wait, leaving the... Where is this now? On
your road.
Okay, so it's in the neighborhood or
yeah.
on the road leading out of my town?
I'm going to guess this happened somewhere by the McDonald's because I realized you weren't behind me.
Here's what happened. I'm driving. I'm behind you. I remember being behind you. And then all of a sudden, I was at the Cariab Bridge.
So you just kept going straight.
I lost time. I don't know how I got there.
Mothman.
So immediately I pulled over. I called proofreader. I'm like, I'm going to the hospital. Here's what happened. I put it in my GPS because I'm like, I don't know if this is going to happen again. And I was so disoriented that I put in my GPS. I go to the hospital. They do EKG. They do CAT scan. They do everything. Nothing.
Interesting.
And they put it down as nothing, as just like a random, you were tired or you didn't eat enough or whatever. I felt like I ate enough, but I was that I was stressed out and tired, because if they marked it down as, I forget what they call it, I wouldn't be able to drive.
Ooh.
That's so they're true. Like, if it happens again, then we have to worry.
Has it happened?
No.
Again? Okay.
No. Right. Luckily, it has not happened again, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. We'll see if it's...
Maybe I'm going into a vortex.
Either that or it's like the frustration of doing this show is just caving in his brain.
It could be.
It could be that. You know, he has to look at me when he's here, and that negatively affects pretty much everybody.
It does.
So it could be that. But, I mean... That is terrifying.
You got to understand, like, when you blink and all of a sudden you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
At least you recognized where you were.
Well, I immediately looked for signs, and I saw the bridge, and I'm like, oh my God, there I am. But that's a decent away.
Yeah.
Away.
This is the crazy thing is, like, you know, at that point, I'm immediately thinking about, like, the Wolf of Wall Street when he tries to get home when he's on the lewds. Remember, in the car, and he's like, oh, I got home perfectly safe, everything's fine, and then he wakes up and goes outside the next day, and the car is like a mangled mess. I mean, that's the thing. So somehow you did manage to navigate all of that.
Yeah, so
traffic lights and what have you.
I must have been in right mind, I just lost time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like your brain was still working, but it wasn't recording.
Exactly.
You entered like Ultra Instinct mode or something.
My DVR was filled.
Right, yeah. You were on live TV mode, but like you can't go back and rewatch anything.
Yeah, so I was very confused.
That's messed up, man. I, honestly, like, because that is scary, too, because, you know, you're talking, well, maybe it
was.
That's
a couple miles.
Yeah, because you would have had to, if you left here and you went right out of the neighborhood, because I'm assuming that's what you had to do.
That's the last thing I remembered.
Was turning right out here? Do you ever do that?
No, you always go left.
Oh, no, I went down that way. Made that way. No, I no, the last thing I remember is turning down that little road.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing I remember.
Oh.
The little road.
You know, the one where everybody gets confused by your GPS?
Oh, yeah.
That one right there.
Wow. All right. So maybe he did go right then. Because if you go right, you can end up at the Cary Ave Bridge if you take
either way, you could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's but you
I
said,
really don't know.
You said he wasn't behind you. When you got to the McDonald's.
I was going to say, I swore you were behind me at McDonald's.
Okay.
And then
that's
I didn't
real...
look again until I got to the exit.
Even
and then I realized
that...
you weren't behind me. So I think that's where you kept going straight.
That might be
and
it.
Ended up on Wyoming
I'm
Ave,
just
which
saying,
would also
like,
lead you there.
The Cary Ave Bridge, that's like...
It's like 3 miles.
Well, it's not only 3 miles, but it's multiple turns, stoplights, and things like that. That's the issue that I'm coming up with. Because like... I mean, so here's the thing, and I'm going to kind of parallel this with, you might recall some years back, we had an issue with Hello Nurse's grandfather had...
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
He had, like, an episode. He it ended up because he had a brain tumor. I'm not trying to freak you out.
Well, no, they checked for that, so
well,
we're good.
They would have noticed. But even so, I'm not trying to freak you out or anything, but he had a tumor, and he dropped off his wife... in front of his sister's house to go in. And all he had to do was swing around back to park it in the alleyway behind the house. And whatever happened, and he just went off, and he kept going. And now here's the thing. Everybody was trying to find him. They were calling him on his cell phone. He was picking up, speaking gibberish. He mentioned one of the towns around here, and then everybody went, rushed to that town. And like I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, there's just no way. Like, there's no way if you're in a, you know, wacky state, you know what I mean? There's no way you make it there from where he was. I said, the logical thing is he just went straight and kept going straight until he couldn't go straight anymore. So literally the next day, they found, I went to try and find him. I followed my hunch. I said, all right, and next morning I was like, I'm going to drive straight.
Right.
And I'm just going to drive straight and keep going until I can't drive straight anymore. I did that. I ended up at a dead end that then went into the woods. Turns out that's exactly where they found him like 2 hours before that.
Nope.
And they had already gotten him out and got him to the hospital and everything else in the time it took me to get up there. But my hunch was right. He just went straight. And just kept going. In your case, you would have had to do multiple turns and stops and lights and everything else.
I'm
kind of, but not really.
I'm adventurous.
Yeah.
an instinctive adventurous person. But here's the sad thing. When I was in the hospital, I waited like 5 hours. It was crazy.
Of course.
They do some tests immediately, and I'm like, oh, they're getting me right through. They think something's really bad.
And then so maybe you sit and wait.
And then I sat and waited. This lady comes in, and she has a, like the suitcase you'd bring on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
A carry-on?
Not even a carry-on. Something that you'd load on. Like, they rolled it in.
Okay.
So, like the old people bring to school. When you're at a community college, they roll them across and you hear, dun, 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 dun.
It's just a regular suitcase. With
yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay.
So anyways, I'm seeing her there.
It's theater of the mind. It's like taking me places.
So she is starts talking on the phone, and I just, being the person I am, observant.
Eavesdrop.
Yes.
I eavesdrop. There's no one on that other line. And then she opened, and this is a while later, she starts laughing randomly. Someone, when they called out her name, they didn't call out her name. They go, were you discharged? And she goes, yes, and just continued sitting there. She opened up her suitcase. Everything's in there, so she's home. I mean, right. She has to be. I saw one of those things, like if you go to a store, and it's the prepackaged thing of ham.
Oh, no.
About a pound of ham in that suitcase. And one of those frozen burritos you get at a gas station.
Hmm.
I mean, definitely rancid.
Definitely
not
a balanced diet at all.
And she's just eating snacks outside of her bag, and she's just sitting there. And I'm wondering to myself, at what point did someone say, we got to do something? Like, no personnel went up to her. They just let her sit there amongst people. Now, I get you're trying to be nice.
I mean, if she wasn't bothering anybody.
No, but I think she was scaring a few, including myself.
Okay.
Because she's just laughing maniacally.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, this is 2023. I don't know if she's going to pull out a gun or something like that. So I'm sitting there keeping a watchful eye on this as I sit there for 5 hours dealing with it. And I'm like, I kind of
maybe
want...
she was just a figment of your imagination.
No. Proofreader saw her, too. But I kind of wanted the time-lapse moment to happen then.
Yeah, that would have
like,
been nice,
why
right?
didn't it happen then?
Yeah, why can't I skip through this five-hour block of nothingness? That's incredibly inefficient.
And why do hospitals not have TVs with anything on that's important? They just do things like the Health Watch and nothing you want to see. Put something on entertaining.
You know what you can do while you're waiting?
Because it might offend somebody.
You can listen to a freak accident.
Wah, wah, wah.
Just saying. I mean, I've got to plug it somehow. I mean, granted, this person listening to this right now is already listening to it.
And they're going through a time lapse already.
Yeah, right. That's what this, yeah, this thing makes you lose time, too. That is frightening, though. I feel like though that we're not giving enough credence to Mickey's theory of Mothman.
Yes.
I feel like it's possible it could have been Mothman. Maybe you were just abducted by aliens. How would you know?
My butt feels fine.
Well, megacolon, though, you probably wouldn't even notice. If they were probing around in there, there's way too much real estate for you to be able to notice anything wrong.
No satellite came out, though. We're good. I was not probed.
That he knows.
That he knows. Yeah, he literally has no memory of that time. Anything could have happened. I could have probed you.
Nah, it was too fast.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty swift.
You do it for pleasure.
I could. Well, yeah.
not speed.
I'm saying I could have ambushed you before you left the neighborhood if you were still in here, and that's where you know,
like jumped on the car, like Die Hard.
Yeah, I could have jumped on the car, Die Hard style. I could have gassed you with some kind of memory erasing toxin, and then I could have just
also known as chloroform.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I could have had.
I feel like Mothman is more realistic at this point.
I am Mothman.
Oh. Twist.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I would never go to West Virginia for any reason. By the way, completely unrelated. Did you know that that song, you know, country roads take me home.
Yeah.
It's not about West Virginia. It's actually about Western Virginia.
Sure.
And or Maryland.
Well, it's kind of like Allentown by Billy Joel is about Bethlehem.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so everybody, West Virginia, there's literally nothing there. There's no reason to ever go there. The song wasn't about it. It's not that great of a place. Sorry, West Virginia.
Oh, my God.
You can just skip right over.
This just hit me. My brain is now working again. You know how we talk about the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe that's what it was. It was a glitch in the Matrix. They reset something on you.
There was a neat one that popped up online, and it screwed me up.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Yeah.
You saw it float around too. Yeah. There was no movie Shazam with Sinbad as a genie.
I'm pretty sure if we go back about 2 years, we had this discussion once before.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I know what this was. People are thinking of Kazam with Shaq, and they're thinking, for whatever reason, that Shaq is Sinbad or the same person, and they're getting it mixed up with Shazam because they recognize Shazam because that was just in the
movies. But all that talent and then Sinbad. Like, how can you confuse the two?
I mean, you know, Sinbad's
But, like, they showed a picture, like, the cover art. Someone made a cover art for it. And I swear it seems like I've seen it.
Because I think that was literally the cover of Kazam that they just put Sinbad's face on it instead of Shaq.
Damn.
Who's that? That's that was fun because I saw it too, and I had to blink for a couple seconds and let myself take it all in, and I was like, no, I know what's happening here. But yeah, it is not real.
I find none of that important.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe, but isn't it interesting that that showed up online right after Lazy E had his brain episode? So maybe he skipped timelines. That's what happened.
Maybe in the other timeline that did happen.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Shazam was a real thing.
Yeah. Yes.
This is like what was going on in Loki season two. You're like skipping between universes. Mm-hmm. So when he lost that time, he left the world that did have Shazam starring Sinbad, and he ended up in an alternate world that doesn't.
And just Shaq.
Mickey's hollow sunken eyes are crossing with how complex this is.
Oh, she's like the mirror me. Mine went the other way.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope. Text me when you get home today.
Well, proofreader, when I leave here, she wants me to call her until I'm on like the Cross Valley.
You should put like a GPS ping up so that if you go missing, she can find you.
Nah, that's not fun.
You
the last night I went out drinking ever, I ended up in a lake and I didn't know where I was and they found me.
Yeah, right.
And there was no road signs for that.
Yeah, so now rather than GPS, she's going to have to call him and he's going to answer, go, if you wish to find me, you must answer these riddles three.
Uh-huh. Where in the world is Lazy E?
I like this. This could get exciting.
Yeah.
So I take that all back.
Oh, if I don't make it back for next week, you could put out a game on the show.
I'm saying.
Yeah, if you find Lazy E, you get free stickers.
I'm no longer terrified. I no longer feel bad for him. This is an opportunity.
Yeah, everything's an opportunity.
This is content.
Everything is an opportunity.
That's right. Yeah.
I have nothing. I have not a single word about this.
That's not unusual.
No.
That's normal. We're still on that timeline.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I'm back.
The one where Mickey is still Mickey. Maybe she's...
Oh, my God. That was the same week Mickey had something for the first segment, too.
Oh, see?
Oh, no. So were you guys in the wrong timeline?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, I have all my memories over the last couple of weeks.
Maybe it screwed me up.
Maybe.
Oh, my God, I've been on the right timeline the whole time. You guys screwed me up.
Something ain't right, though. Also, the Rockettes were last at the parade this year, not first. That's wrong. It's never been like that before. Something's up.
Or is that a Mandela effect?
Watch what I'm saying.
No, that they were always on last, and you're just...
Damn, he's right. How could I know?
Well, you can look it up. They have videos of these things.
I could. And instead, it's an ad for Shazam starring Sinbad.
Oh!
First thing that comes up in the YouTube video. Oh, my God! On the show today, maybe some forgetful excitement. I don't know. But we've got a Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, that was this past Tuesday.
Okay.
And then we have something related with it.
I don't know what Giving Tuesday is, so that'll
Giving
be interesting
Tuesday,
to find
they
out.
You give. That day,
so
but
after
right
days,
afterwards,
day after days and days of greed, and
I believe we're going to learn what Goodwill, the weirdest things that have been donated to Goodwill.
Oh, good. At least we're making it weird.
Yeah,
that's good. Then we've got three things to lie about in a job interview.
That you should
absolutely.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Then we've got a contribution from Mickey.
Maybe different timeline. Different timeline.
It's skewing. It's skewing. Call Loki. Powerball equals big problems for one family.
All right.
Oh, This is one of those billion winners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should be exciting. And we've got a wedding etiquette segment to end the show. The worst things guests and couples can do at weddings. We're kind of out of wedding season now, though, aren't we?
I just went to one on Friday.
Well, there you go. There's
no off season
to
weddings.
I'm going to one in December.
Oh, my God. Wild.
Year round now.
See, so there's another Mandela effect. I'm thinking wedding season is only in the summer, and it turns out it's been in the winter this whole time.
Yeah.
F me. Well, it's all that and maybe some more ridiculousness is on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident, fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And they really do have something for everybody, except you know how hard it is to shop for your dad.
Oh, yes. That's the worst.
They're making it super easy. They have the dad pack. You do a little bit of everything online, and they also are still doing Black Friday deals with all of their merch.
Yeah, and the dad pack has the new beef jerky that they sell and a pomade made by the one guy from Memphis Mayfire.
Wow.
A little bit of everything.
Parlor beef jerky.
Yeah.
As if I needed more things to add to my diet. I guess I do. Stop whatever you're doing. Like what I'm going to do when this segment's over. Go to drinkparlor.com, order some of the best freaking root beer and some banging merch or the dad pack for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so wherever you're at, they'll come to you. And right now, because you're listening to this show, you get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
It's nice to know, again, after a week, because it really was a whole week this year, it felt like. Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting notifications from Amazon and other places that I buy stuff from on Monday of last week. Black Friday starts now. I'm like, it's 4 days before that.
Uh-huh.
What is going on? Literally every day I'm getting texts, emails, notifications. Black Friday, all the way up to Black Friday. Well, then Black Friday's over, except they extended it into Saturday, which was also supposed to be Small Business Saturday. But who's got time for that? Because now it's a pre-sale for Cyber Monday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then Cyber Monday, all week long Cyber Monday, lasted to Tuesday. But apparently after all that, Tuesday was actually Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, you donate your time, money, objects.
Right. I mean, you could do that at any time.
Correct.
Doesn't need to be on Giving Tuesday, but at least it's giving people an excuse to maybe recontextualize some things after you punched out an old lady to get that TV on Black Friday.
It was worth it.
I didn't bother to go to Black Friday death count this year to see if anybody has died.
I went, no, I doubt it, because it's so watered down, but online they made a record amount of money.
Of
this
course
year.
They did.
Yay, capitalism. But anyway, this story is about Giving Tuesday, which has become a thing over the past decade. A lot of people feel guilty about, you know, ruining Thanksgiving with their families, fighting their fellow man on Black Friday, splurging through and depleting your savings account on Cyber Monday. There's a lot of ways to help others, though. Throughout the whole year, this article goes on to say, one way is donating stuff you don't need to places like Goodwill. But one person's junk is not always another person's treasure, despite what the old adage says. This is from Cracked.com. I dig this. The most bizarre items people donated to Goodwill this year. It was compiled by Goodwill associates and workers.
Fantastic.
So
we know this is real because they compiled the list.
Yeah, well, they might have made up stuff. But
no,
then
not
again,
in our world.
Well, no, it's on the internet now, so it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works. So number 16, it's a list of 16 items.
Okay.
Number 16 is a painting of Rosie the Robot made from the Jetsons.
Interesting.
Who's going to want that?
Well, that's just it. Who made it in the first place?
Yeah, well, that's
who
a good
was
point.
It painted by?
Well, it also shows Rosie posing provocatively.
So. Excellent.
Well, Rosie was thick.
Yeah.
She was a thick piece of machinery.
Mm.
Just like I like it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, we have a picture of that, too, by the way. Maybe we'll post that on our social media so you can enjoy. Yeah, somebody thought, yeah, everybody needs this. I want to know, yeah, that artist who's like, I'm an artist, and this is my finest work.
Big booty butt.
They were trying to sell it to art galleries, probably. They were probably trying to get it into juried art exhibits and things like that. And it's a Rosie the Robot showing her russy.
Very provocative.
Her robussy.
All right, let's move on.
Number 15, underwear for squirrels.
Excuse me, come again?
Underwear for squirrels.
Or any other rodent.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not sure if there's any place where you can purchase a squirrel as a pet, like, readily.
I just met somebody who owns a sugar glider.
I thought she was going to say, I just met a squirrel.
Oh, I've got tons of those
anybody, would anybody like one? Yeah, I know you've got a ton of them living in that weird jungle behind your house.
But
there.
What did they have?
A sugar glider. It's a type of squirrel.
Oh, okay, I was just like... Okay, and what does that have to do with squirrels?
Because it's a type of squirrel.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know what that was either, and she didn't specify. I just thought she was saying random things.
Yeah, sugar glider. Yeah. Okay, banana boat.
I found soup.
They are absolutely adorable.
My car drives.
Well, now you can get them underwear.
Good to know.
Yeah, so if you can capture one in Mickey's trees, you can buy underwear for them from Goodwill, thanks to a donation by a kind, considerate citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, a fertility idol.
Ooh,
what's that?
It's a like a statue. It's a specific goddess for fertility.
That's just.
It's like it's like a pagan thing. You know what I mean? Like the Catholics have their weird statues and stuff that they bury in the yard to help sell a house and stuff like that. What's wrong with a person having like an idol with 15 boobs on it or whatever it is that helps you get pregnant?
It's still weird. Well, apparently it doesn't work. It's at Goodwill. So if you're giving it away, it does not work. Maybe it works too good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like the
opposite problem.
That was owned by Octomom.
Yeah, it's like that. What was it? The doll in the Brady Bunch or whatever it was, the death doll or whatever in that one Brady Hawaiian Bunch? Episode. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, yeah, that probably works too well. What if it was a fertility idol that was also Rosie the Robot?
Little baby machines.
I feel a pattern here. Nice. Number 13, a coffin. Because that, you know.
Where do you get a used coffin?
Yeah, well, I mean.
I don't think it would have been used.
Then why is it at Goodwill?
How do you know that?
Maybe somebody bought two. And
maybe
somebody decided to get cremated.
Maybe they're grave robbers. And maybe it was used.
Maybe.
You don't know.
This is true.
Also, though, coffins are ridiculously expensive for being a box made of wood that they put
it's not always wood.
Okay, right. You're right. You're right. Sometimes it's particle board.
Yeah.
Or PVC. I mean, literally, it's a box that they're going to put your desiccated corpse into so that it can rot underground for the next forever. Why is it so expensive?
Because it's supply and demand. You need to get it if you want to get buried.
Literally, everybody dies.
Yeah, so you're never going to run out of business.
I could make a box for probably $25.
Do it.
I will.
All right.
I'll start selling cheap coffins. I'll make $1 million.
Cheap coffin?
Cheap.
Oh, cheap. I thought you said cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap. A dog sculpture made out of random metals. So in other words, a dog that is Rosie the Robot. But it includes some of the metals are golf clubs and a bathroom faucet.
All right.
You see, that's unique.
That's a piece of art, yeah. That's the kind of thing you would see at Fine Arts Fiesta.
It is.
They have things like that.
They do.
Here's a child.
And it's very popular right now, so why didn't the person keep it?
It's not their style. They're Art Deco. They're not into the modernist stuff like that, or steampunk, whatever you'd want to call that.
Oh.
A chair shaped like a Labrador Retriever.
That's awesome.
Maybe it is actually a taxidermy Labrador Retriever.
Is there a picture of it?
I don't have a picture of that one, no.
I'm curious what position the Labrador is actually in.
Rosie the Robot.
There's something I could say, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, please don't.
A glow-in-the-dark Ouija board.
That just sounds like a bad idea.
That's just convenient.
Oh, well, yeah.
Does it summon glow-in-the-dark demons?
Ooh.
It's to go along with the coffin.
An entire cardboard box of original newspapers from historical events like Kennedy's assassination, Nixon's resignation, and the man on the moon. That's more like interesting.
Yeah, I would get that.
Yeah, why wouldn't you donate that to like a historical society or
right.
something? No.
They probably already have them.
They probably do. Everybody got newspapers back in the day. That is something weird though that I would be into though. Like I'd get those things laminated. And then, like, I'd probably get them maybe framed or something like that. And, mm-hmm. I don't know. A lot of interesting stuff there.
This is my death newspaper room.
A tiny toy car that said, "Pizza with bean. Have you tried it?"
Okay.
Specifically Rosie the Robot's bean.
Oh.
And we're back to that.
What else do we got on this list?
I don't know why. A Louis Vuitton purse sounds pretty nice.
Louis
right?
Vuitton.
Right. Yeah. Vuitton. Yeah, Louis Vuitton purse. Which, like, hey, yeah, that's quite.
That's a good find.
Maybe a little less when there is human teeth inside of it.
Ew.
I mean, take the human teeth out. That's still a great deal.
Yeah, I mean it is, but you know,
like, are they? I have so many questions to that. Like, are they adult teeth?
Take those teeth.
Because that's murder.
Take those teeth, put them on a string, wear it as a necklace, be like, yeah, these belong to the last person who crossed me.
With your Louis Vuitton purse.
This was
their
purse.
Yeah, tough guy.
Yeah. A rock.
But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
Apparently, it was just a normal rock. And Goodwill put an $11 tag on it. And it sold for $11.
It's a pet rock. They sold those in the 70s.
They did.
If it was a cool enough looking rock, that might be like a decoration you can put in your garden or something.
I mean, that just shows how much you could just sell crap.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And somebody will buy it.
Yep. Here's a stick. $13, please. A glass jar labeled...
Uh-oh.
A glass jar... labeled fart.
Nice.
June 1975.
People will pay good money for that. Remember that lady who sold farts?
Yeah.
And she made a buttload, literally. She made a lot of money. So that's vintage. That's like the Dom Perignon of fart.
It's aged fart.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would buy that. I would.
Wow.
What did they sell it for?
I'd put it on my shelf.
Yeah, do we have money?
It doesn't say. Fart, June 1975. Oh, my God. That would go on display in my kitchen.
What if you accidentally opened it and like it was like arson?
No.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
A basket of taxidermied kittens.
Oh, that's gross. That's disgusting.
Even Mickey,
that's a
the person
too much.
Who donated that should go to jail.
Yeah, there's probably something wrong with them.
Yeah, there's something a lot wrong with them.
From such a high of fart 1975.
And then they bring you to that.
We come down to the lowest of lows. Yeah, that rattled you.
Yeah.
Nothing rattles Mickey. And that's got her
it's a little much.
Feeling a certain way. A whole basket's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the fact that they call it a basket's worth, that's disgusting. What? And why would Goodwill take that?
Yeah. What happened?
Well, they don't know. It just gets put in a bin.
Oh, that's right.
They
that's
just
true,
yeah. go through it.
What happened to all of them?
Right. That was my initial thought.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how long, if there was long periods between them, like, why did you
Yeah.
Why somebody track happening? Down the sociopath, please.
Yes.
Number three is literal bags of garbage. That's just rude.
That happens way too often.
Yeah, people,
well, yeah,
just
people see it as a free way to throw away their
right.
Because everybody,
junk.
I mean, me, like, I have a bag in the other room full of clothes that I'm gonna take up and donate to.
I thought you were gonna say garbage. I'm like, man,
no, yeah,
hard times, huh?
Yeah, we don't. Helen Hurst is not to be referred to as such. But no, we have I have a bunch of clothes that I'm gonna donate to whatever Salvation Army or whatever, and. But it's in a black garbage bag because like that's
what a lot of people do.
Yeah. You go up there, you drop it off. Everybody puts their stuff in black bags. But that's pretty trashy that like, you're just going to take your garbage up there and leave it there along with donations. That's, you know, because what? You don't want to pay the $3 to have it hauled away by a trash collector?
No.
Bags of groceries.
Maybe that's where that lady in the
they
hospital
got
found
confused?
Them.
I mean, you know, your heart's in the right place. You're trying to donate food to people who might be hungry, but
just the wrong place.
Yeah, that's got to go to like a food pantry or what are there's those
there's halfway houses that you could donate them to anywhere that they were where they need to serve people who are, you know, in need.
Aren't there like food trucks and food delivery services that bring food to hungry people?
Yeah,
too.
Meals on Wheels.
That's the one. That's what I was thinking about. Yeah. Number one, a guillotine.
Ooh.
Like a full-size guillotine?
It just says a guillotine.
So, yeah.
I would assume so, yeah. An employee says they think it went for $30.
Why would you sell that?
Why would you buy it? Who's buying a guillotine?
I know, but you're selling it. You're aiding and abetting a criminal.
You assume, yeah.
You give that to a museum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then where does that original person get it?
Yeah, why...
Did they build it?
Why is there a guillotine in anybody's possession? For what reason do you have that?
There's only one reason to have that.
Well, yeah, to kill people with, but...
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Not a Halloween decoration?
Maybe it was.
No,
maybe
if it's a functional one, you shouldn't have that as a decoration.
Why not?
Because that's horrible.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe it was a decoration, and maybe they just thought, well, I'll make it functional just in case.
But that's like why? Just in case what?
Just in case I come across...
You want to cut up a watermelon.
Just in case I come across somebody who would donate a basket of taxidermied kittens to Goodwill. Then they go to the guillotine.
But you have to willingly go into a guillotine. You can't just like...
No, you can knock somebody out and put them in there. I've done it. It's not that hard.
Nope.
Oh, wait. I said the quiet part out loud, didn't I? Darn it. I've been doing that a lot lately. I got to try and keep that under control. So, yeah, that is one hell of an assortment of weird things.
Yeah.
Guys.
Poor Goodwill.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Those people that work there and have to go through that crap...
They work hard, and they're doing a good service for people, and you're doing this. This is what you give them.
Yeah. To sort through your crap.
Clothes and shoes. That's what they
need.
And
maybe some knickknacks.
Towels. You know? Yeah. Silverware. You know, like, I donated the one time I had, somebody got me, like, a set of grilling utensils that I didn't
need.
Because I had, like, four sets already, so I'm like, go donate it. Somebody will need these.
Do you know what? It's the time of the season. You have some decorations.
Yeah.
Give it to Goodwill. Maybe somebody who couldn't decorate their house can now do it.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. But not a tiny toy card that says pizza with bean.
I don't know. You want to send that to freaks@freakaccident.com. Send me your PayPal, and I will take care of that for you.
I would absolutely buy the fart jar from June 1975, though.
It broke, get out!
So if anybody's got any of those floating around, like in your grandparents' basement or something, Crisco@freakaccident.com. Let's negotiate. We'll figure this out. Up next on the show, we've got that three things that apparently are good to lie about in a job interview.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
I would never lie to you. I would never lie.
I mean, maybe you should lie, though.
Yes.
It could get you a job.
If you do it right.
Right, yeah. So, this, I can tell you right now, I already don't necessarily like this because, this is coming from a recruiter, a allegedly.
Oh, boy.
Who posts advice on TikTok. If there's one thing I've learned over the last couple of years of using TikTok, is that most things that you see and hear on TikTok are just blatant lies. It's just patent misinformation. That's all that it is.
Starting with the fact this person is a recruiter,
right?
Somebody who has probably never held a real job, I'm just not going to take that information.
You don't even know. Well, here's the thing.
I will.
You don't even know that they're a recruiter for who.
Right.
You know
what I
mean?
Let's see if his advice works, though.
It's a she, first
or
of all.
She.
Maybe
race.
It's a they.
I almost call him a racist.
I was like, yes, the race
well, that
of
too,
girl.
But you know what? Sexist. So, yeah, I mean, you know, most of these recruiters, these HR people, oh, wow, you got a degree in psychology from a no-name college in Florida, and now you're just chucking resumes in the garbage based upon what exactly?
Mm-hmm.
It's garbage. Most of it's garbage. So I don't, and it's on TikTok, so I don't trust it. You know, unless you're showing me, like, pictures of landscapes and or your due south Brad. That's all I want to see on TikTok. That's it.
Yeah, we'll give him a plug.
Yeah, jokes are fine. Comedy's fine. Anybody talking about, oh, did you know in history? Nope, that's a lie. Guarantee it's not true. But anyway, number one, never badmouth your current boss.
That's a smart. That you should lie about.
This is three things, by the way. Three things you should lie
lying.
About.
There's an appropriate way to talk about why you left your previous job.
But you never want
to
be
lie.
Negative about it, because if you're negative about it, they're going to think you're going to be negative about
it. But you
that.
Don't have to be negative
either. Here's my question, though, and I'm just going to push this out to you guys, right? Because it seems to be a thing between the two of you, right? So, like, why can't I be negative about the place that I'm leaving?
Because I think you're going to be the negative at the place that you go to.
Okay, don't give me a reason to be negative, and we won't have to worry.
You see, I don't
follow that rule either. Like, when I used to have to do job interviews, I didn't mind. Like, there's a line that you can sit on and not cross over where, yes, certain things made you feel a certain way, so it's going to come off negative. And I'm not going to tell somebody you can't have those emotions.
Look,
I just want to know what you expect from the job that you were interviewing for.
Here's maybe that's kind of in line with what I'm saying, because here's my perspective on this. You're going to sit there. You're obviously you're interviewing for this job,
right?
Obviously, you don't look for a new job unless you're not happy about the place that you're in right then. Right. So realistically, we know why you're here. Everybody knows why you're here. So what good does it do me for you to lie and take her advice and literally say, things are going great, but I want to take on bigger challenges? If things are great, you probably don't want to leave.
Well, you see, when I left and went to Texas, I told them blatantly when they said, why do you want to come here? And I said, new opportunity.
Yeah, that's like...
But you're also not lying, because they didn't ask you about your previous job. You just were looking for a new opportunity.
Well, that's the way I worded it.
Well, it was also... You were kind of poached, too, though. You know
I
what
was.
I mean? Like
an
you,
elephant.
You did... So sizes and everything. But no, you did... The point there was you were doing such a good job that they noticed, and they specifically reached out to you about coming to work for
them.
So it wasn't really like you... You didn't see a blind job posting and apply. You know what I mean? Like, you already knew them. They knew you. You know what I mean? There was a regular communication and that sort of thing. So I feel like if somebody's coming in, you know what I mean? I just pulled up their resume and they're coming in. They're saying, you know, obviously they're still working someplace else. What the hell? Like, and honestly, too, like, I think feel like we're to the point now as a society, like, we know nobody likes going to work. You know what I mean? I don't care if you're negative about the place. Tell me why you want to leave your other. Be honest. So that I could be honest with you about what you're going to be facing here. Because if you're going to tell me, well, I don't like the fact that, like, you know, they're really restrictive with my hours. I have poor work-life balance. If the place that you're coming into has bad work-life balance, I'm going to tell them, I'm not sure if this job is a fit for you because we have the same kind of problems here.
Right. I just
You know
think,
what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't see why you should have to lie about that.
I just think bosses in general shouldn't ask that question because you make it awkward. You make it awkward because you don't want to seem like you're terribly a negative person, but you're trying to. Why not just skip that question?
You can. It's not a requirement to ask that question. I mean, it's not a requirement to do the job interview.
If I ever have to look for a job again, I'm going to go like this. They're going to ask me that question. I'm going to go, pass.
You could.
Pass, please.
You could.
I mean, again, I just don't think, like, it doesn't make much sense to me that you should have to lie about this. We know you're obviously not happy where you are for whatever reason. Even if it's for something as small as I no longer feel challenged there.
Right.
That's still a negative thing. So, like, here's the thing, dude.
That's not that negative.
Well, no, but
even,
if
you go off and say, my boss was a D-bag.
Well, here's the thing, though. You're saying, like, what if they're going to be negative here? Like, okay, so you're not challenged at your previous place. What happens when you don't feel challenged here? You're just going to leave here, too? Again, it's the same kind of thing. So what's the point of even lying about it? Just be honest. I don't like working there. They treat me like garbage. Okay. Well, like, as long as I don't treat you like garbage, hopefully. Because, again, like, nobody, your employees don't. I'm going to go off on it.
Let's go to the next one.
Number two. When they ask why you want the job, don't mention money because it sounds like that's all you care about.
What?
That's why I'm working in the first place. If I didn't care about money, I wouldn't have a job, period.
Well,
oh my God.
I think...
I work to get paid. That is literally it. I'm not here for any other reason.
Correct.
But you should also... kind of say why, besides money, you want to work there. Why did you pick this job?
Right, over all of your other options, which is the preface of that.
Because you were
question.
The one that called me back. That would be my answer 9 times out of 10.
I mean, that could be it, but I mean, if you really, you know, believe in a company.
No, I don't. I'm not the kind of person to ever.
And I mean, really, these types of questions are more for corporate. These aren't things that you deal with in a day-to-day job like your local retail stores. Like, this is for higher-ups that are going through the market, moving on to the next opportunity.
I mean, maybe. This also, though, like, this really strikes as, like, oh, this person is a recruit, right? This person is coming at this from the perspective of the hirer,
sure,
not the hiree. So they're saying, oh, this is what we like to hear from people coming through the door. Jay me off. You know what I mean? I don't really care about any of that, because at the end of the day, these people are coming in, one, because they need a paycheck, because everybody needs to work, okay? And number two, like I said, what I was getting at before was, you don't own your employees. They're not your slaves that you buy by way of their salary, okay? They're there to do a job. It's transactional. Yeah. They come in, they work, you pay them, they go home. That's it. At least that's what it should be. So my point is, you're going to say, tell them why you're passionate about the company's mission. I don't care about the company's mission. I don't care about that. I don't, because guess what? If the company figured out one day that they could do it without you, they would, and they wouldn't second guess themselves. So you don't need to worry about their mission or what their trajectory is or their plans. All you need to worry about is, are you going to pay me for the time that I'm here and how much? That's it. That's all you need to know. F these places and we want people who are going to join our family. It ain't a family, because guess what? My family, I've gotten fired from multiple families over the years, okay? I don't need to hear that we're a family.
Including my own.
Little bit of a rant there, but what I'm saying, making any kind of sense.
I get where you're coming from. In my case, in the place where I'm at, I wouldn't leave there because I believe more in what they're doing than the other places that are doing it, if that makes sense.
So you believe in their mission.
I kind of over what another company that does the same thing does.
Sure.
Locally, you mean?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. I mean, but that's, you know.
These types of questions go up to the corporate level. You know, these are for people that are looking for a long-term, steady job that they can grow with the company. So these are important questions to have, because they know that they're trying to work their way up the ladder if it's a possibility. For people like you and me that are trying to stay self-employed,
right,
these aren't things that we necessarily care about most of the time, because the majority of our income comes from self-employment. This is just supplemental income.
Right.
So that's where the difference in mindset comes from.
Yeah. I mean, that's been even when I was working full-time, you know, and my self-employment wasn't sustaining me necessarily. It was still like, you know,
but that was your priority.
The end game was self-employment. Right. So it was like, yeah, nothing else. And that's like my encouragement to everybody is, you know, well, oh, you should believe in the company's mission. No, believe in your mission.
Right.
You are your business. Whatever industry or job you're working, you are your business. You are accountable to yourself, and that's it. All you have to do is show up and get paid and abide by the company's rules while you're there. That's all you need to do. You don't need to believe in the mission or join the committees or do any of that extra culture garbage.
But it's nice
unless
if you do.
Unless you enjoy it.
It's stupid. It's a waste of time.
Well, you see, I like what I do.
Well, you do. That's you. Very, 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 very unique.
Yeah.
It is not the... That
I'm
is
unique
because
I can make turns when I'm passed out. I'm unique all over the place.
He's right.
He's right. That's a new skill I could put down on your job resume.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Can drive without being conscious.
Yeah. Yeah, man, like that's a skill.
That
I can,
really is. Yeah,
I never need to sleep.
I
can be a truck driver.
I would.
No.
I would double take if I saw that on a resume. Really would. Yeah. Now, when they ask about your plans for the future, tell them you intend to be at that company.
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't tell them. Well, in 5 years, I'm going to quit.
Yeah, I mean...
That's a bad move.
I don't know, I do it all the time. Almost all of the jobs I've had in the last decade that I've gone and applied to, I am straightforward with them. I'm like, I only plan to be here for a year or two. I'm using this as supplemental income because this is what I do for an actual living.
Well, maybe that's why, again, it goes back to that supplemental income versus career.
I think my big... What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, coming from a management standpoint... I know, speaking to another manager, I would rather know up front what your availability is going to be for the company than being told, oh, yeah, I'm going to be here 40 hours a week, da-da-da-da, and then they start calling off every other day, and you're like, well...
But this is, I think you and I are on a similar wavelength to that end. Like, dare I say, you and I are kind of on the cusp of being like that new breed of business owners and business-minded people where, like... Because that's the thing. The whole thing with that, whatever they were calling it, the great...
resignation.
The great resignation or whatever it was a couple years ago, you know, and the quiet quitting and all of that.
Yeah.
Like, that all started with COVID kind of and dribbled a little bit after that because, like, it's weird to me when I see stuff like this because if anything, what that whole thing taught us is that, like... Workers are pretty much fed up with this line of reasoning that, like, maybe at a point in history was true that, like, the company cared about their employees and treated them well and gave them pensions and everything else. We're way past that now in the real world. And so the workers realize that. So we're well beyond them giving a crap about, like, long-term progress in this company and working one job for their whole life and everything else. That doesn't exist anymore. So it drives me crazy when I see companies doing stuff like this, like, still looking for people that want to play that ball game when we're in a completely different sport at this point.
And that might be why I agree with these, because my dad was a manager back in the 90s.
Right.
And I remember... him telling me this stuff.
Mm-hmm,
these exact lines.
That was a different world, though. Different world. Things were done differently back then. You know,
because you expected to stay with a job long term. Now you have corporations that are cycling through people that have been on tenure for 10 years and then go, you're making too much money. We can hire three people for a quarter of what you're getting paid. Let's just do that.
You can't be me, right? That one job that I worked at for like a couple of months back in 2017 in the middle of the year. I'm not going to say what it was because I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
but anyway, like I got that job and I remember sitting in the room. I was excited about it at first. And like I'm sitting in the room and they're talking about how great of a company it is. And they've taken care of their employees all the time. And they're one of the only companies left that offer pensions to every employee, right? Pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I remember a month into my time there when they announced that they were no longer offering pensions.
Ah, you missed.
And I watched people that I started with in my training class literally weep.
Oh.
Because they thought that they had finally gotten a job like the elder days,
right,
that would take care of them their whole life and that they could grow in and retire from with a pension and be taken care of. And they, I watched that their hope just leave their freaking body. They were older people.
Sure, right?
They were
right
in their 40s, 50s, yeah, whatever. But I watched their hope leave them as they realized, like, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
My hope, like, just left me because you just said the older people in their 40s.
Well, i.e. lazy E.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was also hurt, like, 5-6 years ago for me, too, though.
Right.
So, you know, but again, like, that, my point is, like, that doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't, no.
So the employees aren't working for you. You need to adapt your line of thinking to catering more toward the needs of your employees. And I'm not saying to give into every random whim of every random person, but you need to understand the priorities of the workforce have shifted. Your priorities have shifted, and so have theirs. So asking, playing these stupid games where, like, we want you to join our family, and don't say anything negative about any place you've ever worked, because, yeah, that's believable that somebody has just, oh, over and beyond loved every single aspect of every job they've worked. Be realistic. Why are you here? Why do you want this job? What is it that you're looking for in this employment situation? And, like, you know, realistically, can we invest in you long term, or are you legitimately just going to come in and do your job and then leave in 5 years? But because that's fine. A lot of people right do that.
All I want, because I'm reaching, next year will be my 20th year.
Woohoo!
I just want to watch. I want it to be really old school. I don't care about pay. I just want to watch. And I want it to be given into me by the manager, and I want them to put it on my wrist. Just so I could say 20 years and just pat me on the back. And that's all I want.
What do you think the likelihood of that happening is?
I'm going to ask for it. I don't care if it's like a swatch. I'm fine with that. Just some sort of timepiece.
They're going to draw a watch on his wrist. Oh,
and that's no fine. Just as long as the heart's there.
Yeah, right.
I'd be fine with that. I will never wear the watch because I don't wear watches. But I don't care. That's what I want. Yeah, and I will get it.
But my opinion, this is crap. This is why you shouldn't take advice from TikTok. This was on TikTok. Don't listen to this crap. This is garbage.
But we're, it's on the TikTok internet.
We're on TikTok.
Well, we are, but we just do jokes and goofy sounds and things.
But we're on TikTok.
Yeah,
you gotta believe that.
Well, you can trust us, right?
But can they?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, it's, you know. I mean, then again, I wouldn't trust me. So do whatever you want. I don't
trust
really
the guy that could drive home without being awake.
There you go. I mean, if you can't put your faith in that, what can you put your faith
yeah
in?
Yeah, I had the faith of God in that moment, so good Lord.
We got Powerball problems next on A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
You thought it was worth playing.
I love this song.
So you played the Powerball. You lost all your money.
Preach.
Preach it, brother. Come on.
You didn't win a thing at all.
Oh, no.
Now they gonna turn your lights on.
Oh, yeah.
And you need a payday loan. So it won't be dark. Your food won't spoil. And they gonna turn off your cell phone. You thought it was worth playing.
Oh, he's speaking truth up in here.
Yes.
That was great.
I know.
So, yeah, you always hear these stories, right, about people win the Powerball, they win the lottery, and then things get bad.
Yep.
Things go south.
And you know what the funny thing is? I always think it's not going to be me if I ever won that.
Oh, it
but
would
then,
be.
But then I see these stories, and I'm like, it's sometimes out of your control.
Yeah, dude. Sure. Well, that's the thing. Like, you can't. And that's the big thing. Like, and the one thing I read the one time by this guy, it was the first time the Powerball hit like a billion or whatever it was. And the guy gave like actual real legitimate advice on what to do when you win the lottery.
Get
and
a lawyer.
Basically, that was it. And like in the long and short of it was he basically said you need to set up a system where you do not have access to the money.
Sure.
It will be like randomly distributed to you over time, little by little by little. He's like, but that's what you have to do because like at the end of the day, well, we've talked about this on the show, like your family is going to get weird. Mm-hmm. Your friends are going to get weird. People are going to crawl out of the woodwork and going to be weird. Like everybody gets weird about it. Because when people are weird with about money.
Oh, it's sure they are. And it bothers me the most, though, that there are so many states that don't allow you to be anonymous.
Yeah, well,
that
including
you
ours.
You have to go through all of these loopholes and put your name in a trust and all that nonsense mm-hmm. just to hopefully not let somebody go and do that little bit of digging to find out, oh, look, you won the lottery. Let's go annoy you.
But the key is, because they take your picture, thank God for COVID.
Ha!
You put on the mask.
Yeah.
You buy a hat that you're going to throw away immediately afterwards. Yeah. You buy all undisclosed clothing.
I'm showing up dressed as the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
I like it.
And they can't stop you.
You're damn right.
Because you identify as that.
Yep. That's right.
That's the wonder of the world we live in right now.
So obviously there was a massive $1.35 billion Mega Millions lottery that was won in January of this year.
Mm-hmm. One person.
Yeah, one ticket. That's the thing that always drives me crazy is when that happens. I don't know if this is the guy, because one of those 1 billion jackpot winners was like going around buying, he bought like multiple mansions in like LA.
I don't think this is that.
And in Beverly Hills, like, I'm like, well, this guy's going to be broke in no time at all. but this was the winner of January's massive 1.3 million Mega Millions jackpot. He is now seeking damages from the mother of his child. His baby mama, who he says revealed the win to his family.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
So the man, named only as John Doe, because obviously where he won, you get to be anonymous. So this isn't that guy then who's buying all the mansions. This is another one. From the Maine state lottery in January, the fourth largest win in U.S. history. After taxes, the lump sum prize from a ticket bought at a gas station amounted to just under $500 million. So the winner has sought to keep his anonymity from the outset. According to court documents filed on Tuesday and seen by Insider, that's where this is coming from, by the way, it appears that his win was even kept secret from most of his family, which, like we said, you would want.
You'd want to keep it close. Keep it close to the chest.
Yeah. The documents show he sought to protect his anonymity with a non-disclosure agreement between him and the mother of his child back in February. The lawsuit says that the woman, named as Sarah Smith, signed an NDA saying she would keep the jackpot a secret until June 1st when their daughter comes of age. Business Insider was unable to contact the mother. The plaintiff's lawyer declined to provide comment.
Well, of course, because she's guilty. She signed the paper.
If the mother did, by accident or deliberately, spill the beans before that point, she'd have to tell him within 24 hours, according to the NDA. According to the lawsuit, the woman then told his family anyway. It says she got on the phone and told his father and stepmother, which soon led to several other people, including his sister, finding out. Yeah, so the penalty is at least $100,000 for each time she violated the NDA.
Wow, and she probably doesn't have that money.
Nope.
I can't imagine she does.
Oh, my God.
It goes on to say lottery winners are frequently advised to stay anonymous and to set up elaborate protections to keep word from getting out.
Can I call out this guy, though? Yeah, she shouldn't have said anything.
Right.
Why did he tell her?
Yeah, I wouldn't have told her.
The only thing that I can think is because she probably has custody of the kid and either she was worried about college tuition or, you know, whatever financial for the child. And he just wanted to be like, no, the kid is set. Like,
but the problem is, you obviously know this person, and you know their tendencies. You wanted
yes
to keep
no.
it quiet, and you're keeping it away from family? Why are you telling her?
We don't know the dynamics.
It's true, we don't, but yeah, I mean, that's...
It seemed kind of like a boneheaded move.
Would you trust Proofreader?
Yes!
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, I would trust Hello Nurse. I mean, but then again, I also wouldn't care necessarily if my family or friends found out. It's thing would be if you're going to get weird, no. The answer's no. Walk away. You don't like it, tough. Walk away.
Here's the thing with my friends and my family. They know who I'm giving money to.
Right.
Like, Mickey, she's not getting a cent.
It's fine.
I pay enough in damages from being here. So, not a cent.
Yeah, right.
But everybody else, fine.
Yeah.
I will give, enough so you could survive and not have to work to a lot of people.
Thing is, you have to be careful, though, because depending on how, you can't just give anybody whatever you want. There's taxes on things, on gifts above a certain amount.
$10,000.
And it's usually so stupid.
It is stupid. But
it's a gift. Dude, I know. I agree.
However, the
welcome
loophole,
to the United States Taxation Staff. Thank you. Good night.
The loophole is you set up a trust.
Right.
Then they don't have to pay taxes on it. It gives them a little bit every year. A lawyer handles all of it. So then they can't come bugging you, what? The winner. They have to go through the lawyer.
That's immediately what I would do. I would go to where, I've had stock since I was a baby. And I bought them myself, but I just
came out of the womb
and I started, I was
Microsoft.
Right on Wall Street.
I want Microsoft,
but I would go to that person. I would have the money in investments and I would immediately get a lawyer and go, how do we do this in the most painless way possible to give out this money?
Right.
And take care of everybody that needs to be taken care of. And that's it. Cut off. After that win, if you know me afterwards, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then I already have the money and you know it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I'd be like, I will give you the gift up to whatever is allowable.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. Yeah. We're done. So, I'm sorry, but this is just how it's got to work.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I know people who would blow through it.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't get, they would get a set amount. But I know people are smart that I stay in contact with. So those are the people that I know that they would keep it. That's good. And
even that, it's for me, it would be extremely limited. It would be like immediate family, and I'm talking like parents. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's parents, the few remaining grandparents. You know what I mean? Like, just to make sure that whatever, that they're not, if they got any debt or whatever left mm-hmm. over.
See, I lucked out. Most of my family's dead.
Ouch.
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
I mean, you got to look at a bright side of something. So
What happens if Lazy E wins the lottery? And then he blinks and he wakes up on his deathbed.
He's like, I didn't get the chance to enjoy any of it. Yeah, it's like that guy from, The Twilight Zone or something like that?
Or like the movie.
Where his glasses break. Yeah. I finally had it done.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
It's like the movie Click with Adam Sandler. Like, yeah. You wake up at the end of your life and you're like, no, it didn't record. I don't remember anything.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll win it and I won't remember and then I can't tell anybody.
Or he wins. And he goes and he collects the money, and then he blinks, and he wakes up, in a gutter somewhere. And he's like, what happened? How did I lose all of it?
Yeah. But it was a hell of a run.
It must have been great. I don't remember it. I didn't live it. I wasn't conscious for it. Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. Don't play the lottery.
No.
Or you could do
that's
that.
That's the fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's fun to dream about it.
It's just so depressing when you imagine, all those people are going to get really upset when I don't give them money. That's whether you win the lottery or you just have a successful business or whatever. You know people are going to be coming to you for loans and stuff constantly. And it's like, I mean...
That's when you weed out the people that are truly happy for you for whatever you do. And the people that are just around because they're just around.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I said I know the people I'd give the money to already.
Right.
There's nobody else.
Yeah.
And that's the end.
I don't know. Maybe my thing would be like, sure, I'll give you the money. Can you pay it back? You
could
know what
do
I mean?
Because
that's the thing. It's like, I need money. Yeah, for what? For what? Oh, you got a shortfall on something? Cool. Yeah, I'll help you make ends meet. Pay it back. Here's the terms of the loan that I'm giving you. You know what I mean?
But I mean, there's so many parents that do that with their kids, too.
Sure.
Where they realize their kids are not making an effort because maybe they were spoiled as a kid. And they go, we'll give you a loan and we'll see how you do with it. And then, maybe we'll talk about something after that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. don't know. It is complicated. If you have any advice or you know of anybody who's won the lottery and you can relate, freaks@freakaccident.com. But that's actually going to wrap up this this episode. So wedding etiquette is going to get bumped to next week. Next week, I'm not going to be here. I assume there's going to be something.
We hope.
Well, I guess we'll figure it
out.
Well,
look, I won't be here. I won't be able to be here on Wednesday. So, like, if we can figure something else, that well, I also won't be available on Tuesday.
Oh, I could have done it Tuesday, too.
You can?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it early on Tuesday?
I could do it after 5.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, so something will happen next week. Who knows? Come back for it and find out. Easiest way to make sure you don't miss it is to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're doing that, leave us a good review, too. So if it's like 5 stars, make it 5 stars. You know, tell everybody that we're awesome. You can also head to our website, afreakaccident.com. Again, that's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Afreakaccident.com. All of our podcasts are there. Every single one we've ever done in the podcast section. All of our social media links are there. Every single one we've ever had in the Connect section. Every shirt we've ever made is available in the shop. And there's also a form in the shop for you to request free stickers as well. So do all of those things. Send an email to freaks@freakaccident.com and we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for listening. Only 2 more episodes to go this year.
Ooh.
And then we'll be taking our end of the year break. So. Wow. Make sure you hang around in the meantime. So thanks for listening for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. E.
You thought it was worth
playing. Do you remember anything about the show?
We did a show?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.